Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rayflask Amper. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Rayflask Amper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Amper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Metzler steals second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Amper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Amper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. French moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Amper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk strikes out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flaskamper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Quinn moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper is 0-for-1 in the game. Flaskamper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Flaskamper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. French hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cobb moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Galloway now playing third base. Willie Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. French hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French. Krause reaches second base with a double. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krause scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flaskamper is 0-for-2 in the game. Flaskamper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of French who is chasing the ball. Barrett reaches third base with a triple. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 0-2 in the game. Fock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fock. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Boley applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-2 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-2 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-1 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lyons, and towards Flask Amper, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-3 in the game, with a single. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. French moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 5-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Flaskamper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flask Emperor is 0-for-3 in the game. Flask Emperor bunts towards the mound. Grove fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grove. Lyons moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Com bunts towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Com for the out. Lyons moves to third. Flask Emperor moves to second. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Flask Emperor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-3 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-3 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score. Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.